What would have happened in the media if Roger Goodell suspended a coach 20 hours before kickoff?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Oh, and doing it on a national holiday, so courts are closed.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Wait for it, suspended before a full investigation was complete, because that's what's happened to Jim Harbaugh.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, NBC Sports Boston Patriots insider Tom Curran. Coming up, actor and comedian Rob Riggle. Academy Award nominated actor Michael Fassbender. And now.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Rich Eisen.
Hour number two. The show is on the air. I'm on my flight back from Germany yesterday. I'm like, who's on the show tomorrow? And I saw this name and I'm like, this is fantastic. I cannot wait for the plane to land. It's all good in this hood. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. His podcast returning with new episodes wherever you get your podcast starting tomorrow, November 15th. In the copy points. It's described as a lighthearted, joyful, and fun podcast. Those are three descriptions from my guest as well. The man who is hosting Riggle's Picks, Rob Riggle, here in the Rich Eisen Show. Round of applause.
Hey, thank you. So here. I thought when you flew back and you saw the nail, I thought you were talking about Fassbender.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's...
It's okay if you were, because I'm excited. That's exciting.
I think he's fun. I don't know about lighthearted and joyful. I'll find out.
We will find out.
We will find out. That's in a half an hour. Don't move.
Because I'm sticking around for that.
Good to see you, Rob Riggle.
Nice to see you too, my friend.
How's it going?
Wonderful. Wonderful. The Chiefs are 7-2. What's not to love?
Isn't that amazing?
So happy about that.
7-2.
Yeah.
Let me assess this. What is this? Speaking as a Jet fan here.
Come on.
What's this like? Honestly, what's it like to have a half century of what ifs and misery, and then life changes, and then suddenly everything's sunny. Colors are brighter.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's this like?
It's kind of like it's that for 50 years in the desert, right?
Yeah.
And then to find the promised land. Now I feel like nouveau riche, where I'm just walking around talking mad smack. You know,
sure.
Big time in everybody, you know, arrogant, just terrible. So I had to reel it in a little bit.
You had to
back it off.
Go back?
Yeah. Get back to my roots.
The nouveau riche.
Yeah. It's like, I got big swinging cymbals.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, I'm parking in other people's spaces.
And then suddenly you're just remembering the DeBerg days. The Bono days.
Remember when he broke that pinky and he had the ridiculous cast and he was trying. Yeah, I remember. Then you remember those and you're like, I'm sorry, sir. Yes, please.
We were at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, right? Yeah, it was the Eagles and Patriots Super Bowl. Yeah. And we had Travis Kelce on the show the day Alex Smith was traded to Washington.
Mm.
And he's like, this is my guy. Yeah. You know, like it's a rough day.
Yeah,
around here. He's my guy.
I was hosting the NFL Honors that night.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
In the audience was Alex Smith, who I'm like, I love this guy. We've been, hanging and everything. And a couple rows behind him was Patrick, who I didn't know that well at that point.
Right.
And I was like, I can't, they just traded you to the Redskins, or the Commanders or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, huh. But I looked at Patrick and I was like, you're the guy now.
And Patrick has never been in a third row since.
Never. Never.
That's the last time he was that deep.
That's right.
In any crowd.
That's right.
First class on a plane, they just probably never fly commercial.
That's right.
What were you talking about?
That was the last of the humble days. Now it's nouveau riche, man. Now we're just walking around big time and everybody.
And that's the thing about that.
When the Jets make it.
Let me write that word down.
When they make it.
When?
Because it's inevitable. Like everybody, it is.
Very
it'll
positive.
Happen.
Very
it'll
positive,
happen.
Rob.
But when they make it, you too will walk around braggadocious.
Oh,
You will be wearing all green everywhere. It'll be this thing where people are like, Rich, I mean, congrats on the team. And so you're like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes. And at this point, that color is just envy, unfortunately. I'm waiting for the when. When does the when happen? Does the when happen? Can you give me a time?
You're dangerously close. You were closer than you realized.
we're flirting with when?
You're dangerously close.
That's a great fantasy team name. Flirting with when. That's what we're doing right now. By the way, that would be also a great team end of the year video title, the 2023 Jets flirting with when,
because I think you guys are dangerously close.
Because the defense is there,
a couple key pieces, and you guys are
quarterback and
contenders. You guys are contenders. Look at you guys winning. You're doing great. You're doing fine.
No, that's higher.
You're in the gate. Yeah, hey, by the way, I was traveling on Sunday.
That's Rob Riddle.
I was flying back, so I missed the whole Raiders-Jets game. What happened?
I was blissfully in Germany at the time, where kickoff was 2 in the morning. So I slept.
A non-factor.
A non-factor, baby.
Okay.
And
did
I woke
the Raiders
up,
win?
The Raiders did win.
Okay. Was it decisive?
Well,
or was
the
it
Jets
close?
Have not scored a touchdown. Let me just, since you were on The Daily Show, I think that's the last time they scored a touchdown. And I have the date written down here, 2008.
Okay, so I don't follow the Jets as closely as I should, I admit. But it can't all be on Zach Wilson.
It isn't.
Okay. Because I see people dropping passes.
That happens.
I see people dropping passes and not helping them.
That's why I don't.
Am I crazy?
Yes, but not in regards to the Jets. No, it's not all on Zach. He had some really nice throws.
Okay.
I thought on Sunday night, they just can't get in the end zone.
But here come the Chiefs, I believe, in large part to their defense,
which
this
is
year.
Such a
they have
new
a top
thing.
Five defense.
That's a new thing.
Or you could say top three defense.
Yeah.
I think
they have an unbelievable defense, which has never been the case on this amazing run we're on right now. It had, you know, defense has always been that thing that gels at the last second.
Yes.
Like it's not until the playoffs that we start to see the defense really get it together. And now we have this very impressive defense. I'm very happy about this.
You should be.
Our offense sputters a little bit right now, but I'm not worried.
Is that the nouveau riche part of it?
That's
that you're nitpicking, huh? Yeah.
Now I put my cigarette out in your coffee. And I say, I got nothing to worry about, babe. And I call everybody babe. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Rob Riggle here on the Rich Eisen Show. The Big Slick. How many millions have you raised now for Children's Mercy?
I think close to or just over 20 million.
Dude, come on now.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. And thank you for being such a big part of it.
Oh, gosh.
And Brock, thank you.
Well,
Chris.
Well, I have not, unfortunately, been there in a couple of summers. But again, it's you, Sudeikis, Rudd, David Koechner, and Stone Street.
And our new host.
What do you got?
Our new host, Heidi Gardner.
Fantastic.
Also from Kansas City.
That's
hilarious,
right.
Comedian.
She was one of the commissioner's human shields to kick off the draft with
right.
Stone Street.
That's right.
He brings out some popular locals to shield from the booze.
Heidi was a guest for a long time. And
yes.
Then she, you know, we were like, this is crazy. You got to be a host. You're
fantastic.
Kansas City, you know, dyed in the wool.
Okay.
So she's one of the hosts.
You got six now.
Now we got six.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so now the question is, we all know.
Yeah,
this coming summer, does Taylor Swift show up at the Big Slick?
Well, what do
we have now?
Oh,
sir?
Man, your lips to God's ears on that one. The good news is, regardless, Sheryl Crow's coming.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
That's great.
She's going to be headlining. She's going to be singing and
very
having
good.
Fun. And she's amazing.
She is.
So
she
my
is
dream
badass.
Is
she
to
is
see,
badass.
We've got so many wonderful, talented people on that stage.
Yes, sir.
And a couple surprises. It would be wonderful to have Taylor join us if she's so inclined.
Well, there's some ins that you have, potentially.
I know
go.
A guy. I know a
you
guy.
You know a guy?
I know a guy. I'll put in a call.
His name is Karma now, as we heard this past weekend.
No. Oh, I saw that little clip.
Dude,
I saw that little clip.
Can you imagine you getting shout-outs like that?
Yeah.
What a life.
I mean.
My gosh.
Listen,
I
Travis is a charming guy. He's a great hang.
He is.
I get it.
Great
by
hang.
The way.
He's a great hang.
He
hang.
Is all of that.
Yeah.
Truly one of my favorite people
yeah.
on the planet.
And by the way, Riggles Picks, this new verse?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It should launch tomorrow
yeah.
if we get all the paperwork done. But if it goes well.
It's going to the fourth quarter? Is that what you're saying? With the 2-minute warning?
It's going down to the 2 minutes.
Okay.
This is a 2-minute drill, and I haven't rehearsed. So if it all goes well, it'll come out tomorrow, and the first guest will be Travis Kelce.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
he's a dude. He is just a great human. He and his brother's podcast together.
I love it.
Is fantastic.
Yeah, New Heights. I love everything. I like the way it's shot. I like the way they handle it.
Yeah.
I like the fun they have. I like you just feel like a fly on the wall and you get to be, which is what the whole point is. You want to vicariously experience that.
Sure.
You want to be
right.
part of that conversation.
So what is a guest on the, I guess, newfangled version? It's not just a football version of your podcast here, right?
Yeah, it's more of an interview thing. Because the first version was an interview. It was more comedy and sports.
Right.
This is more interview. So And I don't have the skill set quite yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
And I just ask the questions that I kind of want to hear answers to.
Which is, by the way, a great way to interview people.
Yeah, generally speaking. I know there's probably more technique, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. I asked the questions that I thought appropriate when I interviewed him, because this was earlier. It's not, obviously it's pre-tape. Mm-hmm. So it was
this pre-Taylor Swift?
It was right as all of his private life was coming to light.
Yes.
And so, I said, listen, I'm, you know, it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd like to mention it, mm-hmm. but I don't have to drill down because I know this is kind of new and, you know, mm-hmm. you're probably being bombarded or whatever. And he's a friend. Mm-hmm. So I left it to him to.
And? Well, I guess people should tune in.
I got some questions out there.
Okay, good.
But I didn't drill down.
Okay.
I'm not trying to
because again,
peel open the whole thing.
You want to know more important things, like are your Chiefs going to friggin' repeat or not?
Yes.
That's what you want to know.
I'm concerned about ring number three for this group. And I'm also really concerned about can we get is it fifth or sixth AFC championship at Arrowhead? When we've never had it there up until like 2019.
Right? When we were in Germany a couple of weeks ago for that game against the Dolphins.
Yes.
And we were going through our meetings. Mm-hmm. Dan Orlovsky was part of our crew from ESPN and he was on loan for the week, which was awesome. Yeah. He points out how Mahomes has never played a playoff game on the road. And we all just sat there for a second and goes, wait a minute.
Bananas.
That's right.
You know, that's something I didn't know
He's either been the one seed, or when he's not the one seed has been eliminated in time for them to host the AFC Championship game. He has never played a playoff game away from Arrowhead. The only ones are the neutral site Super Bowls. That's it.
Yeah, they played in five straight AFC Championship games.
It's
five straight. Yeah.
Insane. So is that part of the win for the Jets too? Is that there's no playoff games?
That's too much win. Too much.
There's a limit to the win.
I'm just saying.
There's a win limitation.
This is a once in 100 year cyclone that's going through Kansas City right now.
Dude, it's insane what is happening. And he's just
magic.
And the part
it's
like the Netflix quarterback series to pulling back, if you will, the layer that he is a red ass that needs to be calmed down during games sometimes because he's too busy MFing people like Max Crosby, who's, you know, as we all know, a very, one would say, a terrifically physical football player.
Yes.
I mean, and just that's the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I believe there are certain football players, and specifically in the quarterback position, that have magic. And I know that sounds weird or whatever, but I just think they have the Midas touch.
Yes.
Whatever that means. Montana had it. Elway had it. There's just people that have that Midas touch that you never count them out. Ever, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. And I think Mahomes is one of those quarterbacks. I don't think. I know. He's shown it.
Right.
But he's got that Midas touch. That the Buffalo Bills playoff game, you know, the AFC championship, or I don't know if it was a championship or divisional. But that one that came down when the Bills thought they had it, and then we came back and got it at the last second. Just, you know, he's got the touch. And I remember when Montana Elway came back on that Monday night game, and it was like classic, here we go. We lost in the fourth quarter again, last minute. Right. Elway did it again. But Montana had more magic that night. Well, he came back, and we won that one.
The Chiefs are like the Chicago Bulls right now of the NFL. Again, where they've got the star player, and they've got, you know, I guess would you could call Kelce his Pippen. Although, you know, when we were there and Andy Reid is the Phil Jackson, you know, of this thing. Yeah. When we were in Germany, there was a monster media presence it was like a 5-minute window that the media was allowed in to shoot the Chiefs in their one public practice.
Yeah.
And it was it had to be about 100 people with a camera. It was, again, that's what put the Benny Hill show in my head that weekend that I mentioned during the broadcast. People with cameras and just running in and stationing themselves and run out. Because it's also, in all honesty, the world's most famous boyfriend out there on the field, too. Seriously.
Yes.
You put it all together with a team that's as good as ever trying to repeat. And I thought to myself, this is the Chicago Bulls. And that quarterback is like Jordan. But, you know, in a way, more like Curry.
Yeah.
who you would obviously know as well from your work on Holy Moly.
Absolutely.
Which needs to be renewed. Let me just say that.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Eisen household, the Schuster Eisen household.
What an odd thing.
My goodness.
I couldn't agree.
Oh, my God. We got to get more of them. But that's the way I'm viewing this team right now.
Yeah, I don't. You know? There's no gracious way to say it. We're prime time right now. We are prime time. It's out there. It's happening.
Prime time, baby.
It is just, it's their time. Shine on. Let it ride. Let it ride, baby. We'll ride it until it kicks us off. Well, look, we all know it's going to kick us off at some point.
Oh, sure.
But until then.
Ours lasted 20 years. Yours is going to last 20 years.
There you go. It can't. I mean, seriously, though. I mean, Mahomes is, he's
a young man.
Or is he 28? What is he now?
He's still in his 20s. He's 27. He's going to turn 28? Or he just turned 28?
Right.
Not old.
Yeah, young man.
He's 28.
Right.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid looked, you know, like fresh as a daisy, by the way, out there in shorts when it's 40 degrees out.
Loving it.
Just doing his Andy Reid things. And Kelsey hasn't changed a bit.
No.
Zero.
Nope. He's true to himself.
Chris Jones is a monster human being. He's a monstrous human being. It's all good in your hood.
You know, and
unreal.
The beautiful thing is as the team goes through the season, every team, you know, they tweak, they improve, they grow closer together, they figure each other out, the timing, everything just gets better as the season goes. So if they can just stay healthy, that's all. Yes. It always comes down to the health of your players. If they can just stay healthy, mm-hmm. I really like our chances of getting back to the show, getting back to the Super Bowl.
It's in Vegas this year too.
And it's in Vegas, which I've already got my room. I already got my room.
Oh, that's Nouveau Riche right there, man.
Yeah.
He's got his room. It's like, and you know, it's like the Rain Man suite, right?
Yeah.
Overlooking the whole town.
The whole strip.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm just going to stand there, you know, in a Chief Speedo in that big window. That big window, you know, just overlooking the whole.
That sounds more hangover now. It sounds like more hangover. Oh my gosh, fantastic!
No, these are the good years, and I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful.
These are the good years.
I savor every minute of it. I savor every game. I savor every play. I really do because, you know, nothing lasts forever, but right now it's happening and it's beautiful.
Riggles Picks, available wherever you get your podcasts starting tomorrow, November 15th. Travis Kelce, your first guest. Again, it's lighthearted, joyful, and fun.
Lighthearted,
just like
joyful,
you.
Fun.
That's what it says right here, and I fully believe it. I fully believe every word of it. And again, Holy Moly, we got to get you, Tessa Tour back, and that's it. End of story. End of story.
Your lips to God's ears. Let's make it happen.
We've got to get it done.
Yeah.
And is ABC going to tell? I mean, ABC's got the NBA. They can't tell Steph Curry. No, they cannot reject Steph Curry.
I don't know why they would want to.
We would never want to do that. It's undisnified.
Never.
Undisnified behavior.
You just made up a word.
Undisnified behavior. It is. Dare I say it?
More.
Okay. At Rob Riggle on Twitter and Instagram. I love seeing you, brother.
Dude, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Great to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah.
That's Rob Riggle right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take a break. Phone calls. Michael Fassbender is going to be joining us. His new movie, Next Goal Wins, is awesome. Don't go anywhere. Back with more in a moment. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports. The number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony-powered rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code PIGSKIN for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code PIGSKIN at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
All right, folks, let's talk about game time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big-time events because it can be worrisome, it can be time-consuming, and it can be expensive. So game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on game time in seconds with two taps, and there's a game time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Josh in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, Rich? Let's watch go. The show every day.
Attaboy.
Love it.
Attaboy. What's up? What do you got in your mind?
Detroit Lions fan for a long time. Obviously, you know, since Barry Sanders, a rushing game has been in existence. We put up 200 in L.A., and I personally think with Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, we got the best running back duo in the league. What's your opinion on that?
Tough to argue with it. Yeah. Thunder and lightning. And the lightning brings the thunder pretty from good, occasion, man. And the thunder brings the lightning. Right?
Yes.
I mean, what more do you need to know?
Detroit Storm all day.
Who has a better running attack? I'll tell you who could have one.
Dude,
Ramondre Stevenson and Zeke Elliott were running like crazy the other day. You don't think about it.
But
they were really good.
They're not Gibbs and Montgomery.
I'm throwing names out.
Just throwing names out.
Dalvin Cook showed up like Dalvin Cook, right?
Ford and Hunt for the Browns are playing pretty well.
That's
true. But this Lions duo is incredible.
Well, Chubb was healthy still.
I just want to put it out there. I want to try that TJ Strand from the caller.
Hey! All right. The phone lines are hot. Thank you very much, Josh. The phone lines are burning.
Nice. We have to go into business with Lee and Santa Barbara. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Don't forget.
Rich Eisen Shop.
I'm a National Football League employee. I don't know what you're talking about.
What that means.
I mean, look, we can't gamble. We can't.
Well, you know, but we can gamble. Hey, now, listen.
Hey.
Dan Campbell, baby. Dan Campbell was my coach of the year choice going into the season. Okay. And they're 7-2 right now. And they came to Los Angeles and played a great, fun football game with the Chargers. Just nonstop. It was a total, complete score-a-palooza. And they had Justin Herbert red hot. And how good is Keenan Allen? Oh, my goodness. But the Lions had the ball with Jared Goff, tied at 38, a minute and change to go, 4th-and-2. And he got a 44-yard field goal with a minute 47 to go.
Like, nope.
And Dan Campbell's like, we're going for it. Go for it. Because if we make it, we could take knees and kick a field goal and end the game. He was asked about that decision and what does he tell his staff with these types of moves. Remember, he went for it on his own side of the field against the Chiefs week 1. And that led to a 10-play drive after that for a touchdown, first touchdown of the season.
In that game, they went for it a couple times inside the 5
and
on fourth down.
What's his philosophy? He was asked this on Stoney and Jansen with Heather in the great state of Michigan.
Here's what I would say for, because I tell my family this, just wear a diaper before some of these games. And I'll give them an alert, say, put them on and be ready to roll.
That wow. You can depend on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Look at you.
Hey.
Jet lag my ass.
Dude, I love this guy. I love him. Put up the Lions schedule if you don't mind. Oh, baby. The Detroit Lions, moving forward, are going to be playing a lot of games in front of you. Thanksgiving Day, first up. Taking on the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving Day. And then look at that game at Dallas. At Dallas. That's and then two games against Minnesota that are going to be terrific. You know that game home for Denver? Is one of the games that might be the triple header on NFL Network. It's one of the five games that are available to be placed in front of the nation. And I might be calling that game. I don't know which one I'm going to have on that triple header with Kurt Warner. There's Denver's playing their way into some serious action as well.
They're sniffing it.
They are sniffing it. And the Lions are going to be playing a playoff game this year. I think we can sit here in the middle of November and say that. And I will be there for it, figuratively. Obviously, I'll be in studio, in the NFL Network studio, for playoff games. But, man, I cannot wait for that. And just to see this guy do this sort of stuff, tell his staff to put on a diaper before a playoff game. They are the 2 seed right now. And the Eagles have a tough game against the Chiefs while the Lions are taking on the Bears. And we're in that part of the season where anything can happen, by the way. Just look at last night. Look at last night. Broncos beating the Bills.
I'd say in both conferences, the playoff picture as it is right now will not be as it finishes.
I would agree. No way. I would agree because there's
7 weeks. A lot can happen.
And as you know, there's always a team that's 5-5, 6-5, 6-6. It goes on a run.
Yep.
The Bucs of Tom Brady's championship year, a perfect example. The Eli teams, the Giants, there's always a team that goes into Thanksgiving weekend like, who knows, or emerges from Thanksgiving weekend like, well, that team's not going to do it, and they get red hot, the proverbial team you don't want to see. Oh, my gosh. Just great. Cannot wait. Dan Campbell doing Dan Campbell things. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take a break here and get ready for Michael Fassbender, who will be joining us in short order here on the Rich Eisen Show. We will be back. And then take you, by the way, to the top of the hour. Commercial free, like Scott Hansen, to the top of the hour. The Michael Rich Fassbender Jones. Witching Hour coming up.
Half redneck, half posh, 100% fun. Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester try and learn fancy culture in putting on airs.
The host of the Medium Popcorn Podcast, Brandon Collins and Justin Brown.
Okay, so Paddington 2 had like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes for years.
You guys ruined that?
Justin came in and like took it down like 2 points because of his rating. That's the time we started getting death threats.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I didn't know. People worship that movie.
Putting on airs. The podcast is on YouTube and wherever you listen. The football season is underway, and Believe podcasts are talking about it.
When he went home and went to sleep, Michael Parsons was terrorizing him.
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
And to be only producing 15 points a game, that's something that is definitely disheartening.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
As a quarterback, I would expect him to be acting like that. Take the accountability. Put that on yourself. Don't put it on your teammates.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the show. Phone lines are all lit. This excites me.
Because you're back, baby. Well, they missed you.
No, it's just a lot.
No, that's not.
I appreciate it. No. Wiley in San Diego, California. Is this Marcellus? Is that what's up, Wiley?
He's up.
Uh-oh.
Wiley,
take us off mute.
The mic hang up already?
Super genius. You there, Wiley? Huh?
He is up.
All right, put Wiley back on hold. He's back. Maybe he's chasing the Roadrunner.
Me.
Thank you for that.
Hitting that TJ Plus.
What's going on? Over there? Gene in Florida. What's up, Gene?
You guys. Gene's up.
What's happening?
Our phone lines are not.
Mike, sure? Mike, what is happening?
Is this a youth thing, or is this not?
I'm telling you.
Gene, are you there? All right, this is terrible. The phone lines are lit. Let's go. Maybe someone wants to talk to me. Thomas in Cincinnati. You there, Thomas? Line
yeah,
two.
Rich,
this
is me.
Hey, there we go. Suddenly it was TJ minus.
There you go.
What's up, Thomas?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to chime in, being a Cincinnati guy, big fan of the Bengals. I'm not too worried yet because, honestly, I think Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, with the schedule they got ahead of them, I just think they're going to fall off and Bengals are going to be able to easily sneak in there for the wild card. What do you think?
I am not concerned. You can win this division anyway. I mean, honestly, the conversation right now, and thank you for the call, Thomas, is what the hell happened in Cincinnati? What happened with the Bengals? You know what happened to the Bengals? They ran into, wait for it, a potential playoff team with a possible MVP candidate quarterback.
Yeah, ran into a hot quarterback.
They ran into a hot quarterback that we might soon have to stop referring to as a rookie, and C.J. Stroud. That Texans defense, too. And you can't sit here and go, well, the Bengals didn't have T. Higgins. You know who? The Texans didn't have Nico Collins. Mm. They did not. They had a couple of Ohio State guys that lit it up. C.J. Stroud and Noah Brown. And they got Tank Dell, and Devin Singletary's making the most of his moment. And that defense, Will Anderson, they were all over Burrow. Now, that may be your concern in Cincinnati, is that you can't protect Joe Burrow, and that has been the issue over and over again. But the number of times that Burrow just kept on getting up and ticking, and look, you know, Boyd had it in his hands and dropped it, fought it off like he was a defender. And that was a touchdown, which would have required the Texans to score a touchdown, not just march down and kick a field goal to win. I am looking at the Bengals and saying, that was a shocker, but they're 5-4. 3 days from now, we may be coming on the show and talking about what did they just do to Baltimore, and the Ravens have lost now two in a row at home in division, and what's up with them. And the Bengals are good in the hood at 6-4, and one of those teams with seven games to go, ready to just push the pedal to the metal, and we'll laugh at the times we were thinking, what happened to them against the Texans? Or, you know, the Texans are really good and the Bengals are going to have a problem trying to get a playoff spot from them if there's a wild card tiebreaker. Or the Bengals won't have to worry about that because the Texans are going to win the AFC South.
Bam.
So, you know, we're kind of all over the map here on that one.
But they're ascending.
But they are ascending, the Texans.
Yeah.
And so we may, at the end of the season, find out there is no shame in losing to the Texans at home because the Jaguars and the Bengals have now lost to the Texans on their own home turf. And Stroud, holy cow. I mean, after throwing a pick that looked like it cost them the game or at least allowed the Bengals to get off the mat, he strolls in and takes care of business. He is really, really good. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. The film Next Goal Wins is available only in theaters this Friday, November 17th. See the commercials for it all over the NFL games. My kids can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to take them, especially since I'm a huge fan of our next guest who is starring in this film, Michael Fassbender, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, sir.
Great to see you.
Yeah, you bet. So let's talk about this film. What attracted you to take on this role in this film, Michael?
Firstly, Taika, a big fan of Taika Waititi, a director and filmmaker. And then the story itself. I watched the documentary and I was just, so enchanted by the story.
And do you have a history of your own to that you've played the sport at all, Michael?
I'm terrible at soccer. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I tried, okay. Which is what counts, right? And I am a Liverpool fan.
Okay.
So I watched the odd game, but I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, I don't religiously watch every week.
So you're saying Salah doesn't have to look over his shoulder for you to take his spot, is what you're saying, Michael?
Definitely not. Okay. Definitely not. He's safe. I like motorsport, I guess, if there was any sport that I was really, you know, quite fanatic.
F1? Is that yours? Is that your?
F1, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And it just looks like so much fun, this film, Michael. Was it fun for you to film it?
It was. I mean, I think, you know, approaching a film like this, and certainly, you know, working with Taika and the way that he works, that's what it's all about, you know, trying to really tap into this sort of, you know, the human story, and to make it, you know, funny as well. Mm. You know, we had a lot of fun shooting it, and just the sort of way that Taika works is in a very sort of collaborative, fun atmosphere. And the story itself, you know, is quite a specific kind of story, and it's one of those stories that you wouldn't believe it, you know, if it wasn't real. You know, the fact that you had this team, American Samoa, trying to make their way in world football. It's a very beautiful story.
Any specific football manager you channeled in this role, Michael, at all?
It's interesting you say that, because I did watch a lot of, I tried to watch like managers losing control on the soft line. So, you know, I watched like Mourinho, mm-hmm. And just, you know, managers in general losing it on the sideline. I mean, I'm a massive Jurgen Klopp fan.
Yes.
So there was moments where Jurgen gets excited, which was good, you know, when he breaks his glasses, when he runs over and jumps on the players. So yeah, it's a sort of amalgamation of a lot of different managers in there.
The Ted Lasso? Is there a little Lasso in there too, Michael? Any Ted Lasso you got in there?
There's a bit of Lasso in there. I do enjoy that. I hope that Thomas is as endearing as Ted. Different kind of character, but
of course,
endearing all the same.
Next goal wins. Michael Fassbender here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm thrilled to have you here again. I am a huge fan of your work over the years, frequently. We haven't done this in a while due to the strike, but having you on now, and we can talk about your vast filmography. We have a segment called Celebrity True or False, where there are certain stories that we have heard about your career or behind the scenes that we'd love for you to confirm or deny for us, if you don't mind, Michael. And there is some production value to it. If you don't mind, we can hit it for Michael, please.
Celebrity true or false?
You can't handle the truth.
There you go. That's the production value for you, Michael, just to start it. First one, true or false, Michael Fassbender, true or false, you directed yourself in high school in a version of Reservoir Dogs. True or false?
True.
Okay. How does this come about? What happened?
I started acting at 17. It was Donnie Courtney, who's since passed away, so rest in peace to Donnie, introduced me to acting at 17. I joined his company, Brick Rue. And then after a year, I thought I'd just get my friends together and put on a play of Reservoir Dogs. Yep. Yeah, wow, there it is.
There it is. Is that you as Mr. Pink on the right side of is that it, Michael? Do we find it?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
So just, you know, did it totally, didn't know what I was doing, and was the biggest and best learning experience I ever had.
How did we reenact, I guess, the Michael Madsen stuck in the middle with you scene on a high school stage? Mike, how did
that
we do
tricky.
That one?
Yeah, so I believe we had a little bit like a lamb chop for the year. And the guy that played Mr. Blonde, O'Shea, yes. His cousin was a makeup artist, so she came down and helped us. You know, really kind of, that's...
Wow.
The whole sort of, you know, the whoever we knew within the town came and helped us. And so that little lamb chop got thrown into the audience. And we just kind of positioned the character away from the audience. So there was a lot of, like, you know, cutting
Okay.
That side of the head, you know, faced away from the audience, and then the little bit of lamb chop got thrown in into the audience.
Very impressive.
Wow.
Yeah, that must have been quite the moment. What would the 17-year-old have thought that you would actually be in a Quentin Tarantino film one day, Michael?
Yeah, that was a moment for sure. And I remember I told Quentin when I was auditioning for him, I say, oh, you know, I did a play version of Reservoir Dogs when I was 18. And I was like, but we, you know, we gave the money to charity. It's too early to say that. But it was one of those moments for sure when I was on the set of Inglourious Basterds where I pinched myself many times.
I bet.
Yeah, it was a real moment.
I bet. That's the second one we have here. Michael Fassbender, celebrity, true or false? True or false, the tavern scene in Inglourious Basterds took 2.5 weeks to film. True or false?
I can't remember how long it took to film, actually. I know that we definitely rehearsed it. So the 2.5 weeks would definitely, maybe two weeks rehearsal, half a week to shoot. So,
oh my.
True. Yeah.
I mean, watching that scene back, we were just talking about it actually before you came on. It made us nervous just to discuss it, to be straight up. We got nervous just to talk about it.
Yeah, it was, you know, I remember that the actor that plays the soldier that rumbles me, August Diehl, you know, the guy that comes out with the boot full of beer.
Yes.
He was so good from day one. It was one of those moments where I was like, oh my God, I better go home and make sure I'm coming, you know, ready to go to work tomorrow. He was so impressive. And that whole sort of cast, but just, I remember August specifically from day one. I was like, wow, I better, you know, bring my A game here. Cause this guy, he was on fire from the beginning.
What was it like to be directed by Tarantino? You got a good Tarantino story for me, Michael?
You know, I think, I like to take naps during the day and, you know, Quentin, I don't think likes people to take naps on.
Are you serious? There's a photograph of such a thing that's out there.
Right now. There was the wall of shame. So everybody was on that wall of shame with, I think the his name was Jerry. big purple.
Wow. Sounds like a Buffalo Bills end zone right there. Michael Fassbender here on the Celebrity True or False. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. next up for you, true or false, you went on a diet of berries, nuts, and sardines for your role in Hunger and lost 33 pounds in the process. True or false?
Yeah, I don't know in pounds because I did it in kilos.
Okay.
annoying answer.
I didn't mean for you to do metric here. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, totally. So, I got down to 58 kilos. So I don't know what that is in pounds, but it was, because I was on a calorie count. So the doctor, you know, and nutritionists, they were like, okay, do 1,000 calories a day. I had 10 weeks to lose the weight. And so I did 1,000 calories a day. And then after like week four, I just kind of flatlined at around 64 kilos. And I was like, oh, I'm not losing any weight beyond that. So then I dropped it to 600 calories a day. And with a tin of sardines, I could tell how much was in it, you know, by calorie count. So that was my meal. That was like, I tried to wait till 7 p.m. to have the sardines. Sometimes I would crack and eat it at 6:30. And that was a real sacred moment. I was on my hands and knees, just sort of like eating the all the sauce out of the sardines tin. And then the nuts and berries would kind of, you know, tide me through the day. But you have to be careful with nuts. Nuts was probably a bad idea because they're so Moorish. You know what I mean? You just, once you start eating them, you can't stop. And they're high in calorie content.
Wow.
So I had to be careful with the nuts. But yeah,
it's unbelievable that you would know more about nuts and sardines based on your fantastic film career. Who knew? That you're a professional. You're a professional.
Yeah, I got quite obsessive about it. It was a very interesting experience.
I bet. Yeah. Last one for you. True or false, Michael Fassbender, you and James McAvoy like to play a drinking game where you take a shot and then get slapped in the face. Is that true or false?
That is true and false.
Okay.
True because that game did take place. False because I was never part of it.
What do you mean? What do you got for me?
I just never understood the game. But if I was there, I would have maybe taken part, but I doubt it. I think that was a game that happened in San Diego when we were doing Comic-Con, and I had gone to bed.
Oh. But
I believe that was a game that was played.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand it.
Damn it. I wanted it to be true, and I wanted you to be dressed as Magneto and him as Professor X while you did it. Like, that was the way I was envisioning it, Michael.
That's the best way to envisage it. I might actually have to just get dressed up next time I see James and just do it for that alone with the helmet and everything.
Well, certainly if you're gonna get slapped, you should have the helmet. Like, that would be a protective measure for this contest. So then I guess the other one is, it's true that you have a scar on your left ankle because McAvoy once crashed a golf cart you two were driving in. Is that a true story?
That is true.
What happened?
It's actually on my shin, my left shin.
Okay. What happened?
I think we were just, overexcited, very passionate. No, we were just driving the golf cart back from, the set to the trailers.
Mm.
And I think we were trying to go around a corner as fast as possible. So, like, counterbalancing, I think I was hanging out one end as he was turning right. I was balancing out to the left. And what happened? I think he ran into the back of a Lexus.
That's not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And I went over the back seat. He ended up on the ground. That's right. Yeah. And I flew over the back seat and into the, they hit that plexiglass shield and the steering wheel. And then ended up back in the back seat again, which was amazing. And then I just remember looking down on the ground and James is coming. He's like, "You all right, mate?" That is true.
Fantastic. See, these are all great stories. And that's why, by the way, it's been a while since we've done Celebrity True or False.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We're back.
I've learned so much. And I can't wait to see this film. Truly, my kids, we're going to go see it this weekend. They're psyched to see it. They really are.
Yeah,
to see Next Goal Wins. Yeah, absolutely. And then I'm going to take them to see Inglourious Bastards and tell them all about your naps. That's why I've got this sign right here that says "Best Dad Ever."
Amazing.
That's right. Yeah. So, do you hold up the number three differently now in your life because of that scene? Is that
that's one of the that thing about Quentin that his attention to detail. Until I read it in the script, I would have never thought about that. But my dad, he's German, would always count like that, thumb first.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, he knows that. Like, German people would always do that. They would never go, one, two, three, which we would do in the rest of Europe, or, I don't know, in America. And it was that attention to detail where you're like, wow, the guy is really on another level. It was only through doing the movie, I was like, oh my God, yeah, my dad always counts like that.
Mm.
Thought first. I can't remember what the question was.
That's all good. No, I just wanted to talk about it. Yeah, hey, listen, Michael, congrats on the film. I'd love to have you here in studio next time. This has been a total delight. I am a huge fan. So thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Right back at you. Next Goal Wins premieres Friday, and everyone should go see it. The family's going to go see it this weekend.
That was amazing. Fun.
And it's a good thing we've got the dump button, right, Mikey? You're on it. Did you get it?
Yeah, We hope we got it. We don't know. I don't get to hear, so I really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, we just assume.
Well,
I assume he hit the button.
I'll check my email in the break. How great is that?
Wow, that's great.
Love it.
Really, I like him, man.
Yeah, come on,
he's badass and everything.
And again, the film he was mentioning, Taika Waititi, for those who saw Jojo Rabbit, that's the director of that Academy Award winning film. And he is the director of this film. And Elizabeth Moss has a cameo. So does the great Will Arnett as well. Fun stuff.
Can't wait.
All right. So phone calls. Hour number three.
We got lots.
overreaction Monday on Tuesday.
Oh.
We've got that going on.
Oh.
And
which is nice.
We'll talk about America's team. The University of Michigan Wolverines.
Wait, what?
Hey, and apparently, Jim Harbaugh doesn't mind people eating chicken anymore. Did you hear that one yesterday?
Chicken's delicious. God,
really?
Yeah, because he's raising chickens.
Ah, so yeah, it was a farce the whole time.
Yeah, baby. Go blue. Or go work blue, as we just heard.
Go something.
Back here in the Rich Eisen Show, still on Roku, everyone. So you hit the button, right? You hit it? It worked?
Yeah.
I mean, no, Mike, like, do you have to wait until you know the word's coming or you just hit the button?
Tell people how it works. It's don't uncover the.
No. We don't. It's like Fight Club, bro.
Fight Club. We don't talk.
I know this was a sausage.
But listen, and just so anybody here on Roku, there's no dump button here on Roku.
Say whatever we want.
No.
Yeah, we can say Phil Fart.
There's still an audience here that we're you know.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry.
But so if you are offended by that, language or conversation, we apologize. But my opinion is that he's comfortable telling stories, which is my job to make an interviewee comfortable.
Yeah.
And tell stories. Like, he could have just left it that Quentin didn't like it, people taking naps. And he then got into the details about what happened if you were caught napping.
Yep.
Well, those didn't get all.
And so, you didn't drop?
No, I didn't drop all those.
You didn't dump those?
No, Did
you like my Buffalo Bills line, the end zone?
He seemed to get it. I really enjoyed the Bills line.
Seemed to get it.
That's a thing that happens in Buffalo.
No, that word's fine, Rich.
Maybe they should have thrown it at the field goal kicker.
See, that's the problem, is that you're the arbiter of what's...
I mean, I know the dumpable seven dirty words. I watched George Carlin.
Okay, okay.
You want to say it?
Mike, please don't for everybody. All right.
Mike, just glad you're listening.
All right. Hour three is just for us chickens.
Hey.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
Too much time is spent discussing talent's age. The younger demo is just as excited about a Paul Heyman or a John Cena or an Undertaker or Becky Lynch, or I don't care what their birth certificate says, they're going to draw a younger demo because they're fun to watch and they're great entertainers.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.